Morning. Praise be the name of the Lord. Let me hear you say amen at least. God bless you this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some 3 weeks ago, I believe. Not 3 weeks. It's almost a month. I passed by here precisely on the 8th, 9th, and 11th of April, my way to Fiji with my wife. And I believe we were in a situation, in a crossroad. And to the glory of God, we got victory. Amen. So I want us to recognize firstly that we are in the presence of the Lord. And the scripture says that in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Gladness evermore. Amen. So this session this morning, we have a short time, but we're going to maximize it to make sure we can bring everything that the Lord has laid up in store for us. As to the giving of direction and the next line of action. So this is the second Sunday after the homegoing, the departing of our dear pastor and apostle, Brother Richard Gann. To us outside, being ministers, we recognize the two phases of his calling. He had a responsibility at home as the pastor of this assembly. But beyond these walls, he had to deal with a greater task. Being appointing the lighthouse. Amen. To the many whom the Lord gave the revelation to see what he was called to do. Amen. For and with us in this time. That if we want to talk about will take a whole month. Or even beyond. Because you have ministers coming here. If they want to tell you their testimonies and how they got connected. 90% I know just by revelation. Amen. Amen. But so that we do not forget, I want to appreciate everyone that is here this morning. I welcome you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we have a friend here. I'm meeting her for the first time. She met my wife and Sister Joyce at the West Mall. She's from the Southern African country of Botswana. Or then, is that mean? Did I pronounce that well? Or then. Or then. Okay, you're welcome. We're glad to have you. Amen. So, wherever we can find friends, and we can say just come fellowship. Let's hear something and be a blessing to us as we can also be a blessing to you. So you're most welcome. I'm also welcoming those who are connected with us online. A lot of people are more than even the locals here, been waiting for this service. Because they have a feeling that something is going to happen. I've received messages from different quarters, both positive and negative messages. I appreciate all of them. But you see, this is the first time I've been in Singapore, and I have not been able to move out of my apartment where I'm resting. I've just been indoors. But thank the Lord for our elder, Pastor James Verimo from Zimbabwe. He'll be taking on the second service in the afternoon. But there's an assignment we will jointly be carrying out at the end of this message I'm about to pass. Amen.
Amen.
So, first of all, let us be sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
And in the right sense, according to Scripture, sons of God, because it is a position. Amen.
Amen.
And we receive power to become that. So, we thank everyone for having conducted themselves very well as believers during the trying period that we had to go through. May God bless you and remember you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So, one more thing before I read the scripture is, whatever will be done today, please, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, respect it. And I will give a testimony before the reading of the word. It is not the testimony of my encounter with Brother Richard Gang, but my coming to Singapore. I was with the Oneness Organization. The Oneness Organization, churches relating to the Apostolics, Oneness Apostolics, the UPC, the PAW, and the likes. They call them the Jesus Only. That which some people are still holding on to. And I came here in the hour of my sojourning. I was running away. But I attended a service. I can remember the address, Bencoolen Hotel. If it's still in existence, I don't know. So I sat in a fellowship like this, where I was told that nobody is allowed to preach, so they just punched the tape, pump, and a message was going on. After the service, I was told, I was asked, I hope you enjoyed it. I couldn't pretend. Praise the Lord. Because I had a fellow sitting just next to me. He's a huge guy. All the while he was sleeping, snoring. So when the people say amen, he wakes up and says, amen, amen, amen. And he goes back to continue sleeping. But 2 days later, on a Tuesday, I was somewhere in another hotel, I believe, and I had met this gentleman. He was seated, having a table to himself and some books. He was studying, relaxing. And I decided to witness to him. Began to talk about the present state of the world and how God's program cannot be overlooked. He never responded. He never said a word. I went on and on, dropped a few scriptures by quoting, and since when I saw that there was no response from him, I walked just towards the window like this, and I was looking out. And suddenly somebody touched me. I almost jumped out of my body. He said, where is that scripture in the scripture? Where is it in the scripture? And I got to him. He was the one. Then he introduced himself. And I repeated the scripture again. Somewhere around Luke chapter 24, verse 46 to 48. And he said, "But I'm a believer." I said, "Yes. If you believe something, you're a believer. But we are talking about being a believer of the message of Jesus Christ." Amen. Then he said, "I'm a pastor." I said, "Yes. Not doubting that. But you're not born again." He said, "No. I've prayed the sinner's prayer." I said, "But studying scriptures, you can't find it anywhere. In fact, scripture says that the prayer of a sinner is an abomination unto God." So I showed him scriptures, and then he said, "I want to be baptized. I want to be rebaptized after Acts chapter 19. So he took me that day. We went to a particular building, I can't remember. Maybe on the 12th floor or so, there was the pool. I was telling him, he said, "Are you, maybe you get something to drink?" I said, "For baptism, if no matter how I'm dressed, I'm ready all the time." Because Paul had to baptize some people at night. Same day. There is no baptismal class. There is no foundational class. Nothing. You believe? He, Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Amen. But today we have religion. Religion everywhere. Man-made structures. They want to have a big church. They want to have a big name. They want to have a big organization. It's all good. But the road remains narrow. Or the way remains narrow. So, we got into the pool. This person I'm talking about will be having dinner with me this evening. He only heard this morning of the passing, or last night. He only heard last night of the passing of Brother Richard. So I held him inside the water after giving him the scriptures, and he confessed Jesus, and I baptized him in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of his sins. Amen. When he came out, when I pulled him out of the water, we were there standing and praying. Soon as our eyes were open, there was this Muslim family. I believe they came for shopping in Singapore. They came from Indonesia. Very wealthy family. You could see their splendor or whatever. Now, the husband, the wife, the maid and two kids passed. And the woman was covered in her religious attire. But as she passed and got to a place, she stopped and turned facing us. And she started what the husband will say, misbehaving. "I see the light." And the husband was embarrassed. "What are you doing? Move, move." She doesn't want to move. "I see the light. I want the light." And she started coming towards us. And the man looked at the person I baptized, because he's a local, a Singaporean. His name is Alfred Kwok. Looked at him. And Alfred did this for me. I was searching for the camera because I know I could be arrested anytime. So looking out for the cameras because I know everywhere is monitored. And those long cameras, you know, those long ones that they put some of those buildings. The husband couldn't stop this woman. "I see the light." Each step she took, she made it clear. "I see Jesus, the light." And she's, by this time, she had taken the steps into the water. And she was coming directly to us. I was there standing. Now, there was another witness. Before the baptism of Brother Alfred, he had called up another brother that I never knew they knew themselves. His name is Patrick So. He lives here in Singapore. And Brother Patrick So came to witness Alfred's baptism. Only to say, "Oh, brother, I met you on Sunday." So, "Oh, we believe the same thing." Alfred said, "No, you don't believe the same thing with this one, because what he's
saying he is preaching the scriptures.
Amen.
And they've been friends for over 25 years. But you see, there is time for everything.
Amen.
Once your time has not come, you can't fight it out.
Amen.
So, Brother Saul was watching this drama. And this Muslim woman walked towards me and said, "Sir, please, I need the light. I see the light." I said, "But I can't see what you are seeing." Said, "The light, Jesus." And she gave me her hands. By this time, she's finished unveiling, and her face, her hair could be seen. And for me, I'm a servant of God. I'm not of any man. I don't need to fear anything.
Amen.
I've been stabbed. I've been beaten everywhere in the world.
Amen.
So I owe no man anything.
Amen.
I stretch out my hands and receive her hands. And I make this statement. You know what you have seen. We are here on our own fellowship with the Lord. But since you mentioned the name of Jesus Christ, come. In the name of Jesus Christ, before these witnesses, I baptize you. And I brought her out.
Amen.
What happened? She became another person.
Amen.
She spoke in tongues and interpreted.
Amen.
And do you call that the devil? Or do you call that mental arrangement? God is still working.
Amen.
She got out of the water. The husband was stiffened. Had a short introduction. And off they go. And the Lord will take care of her wherever she is.
Amen.
Brethren. Paul said, "If I boast, I boast in the Lord."
Amen.
Let us line up behind the ark. That is my sermon today.
Amen.
The pastor said something before he left. He said, "Follow the ark." Correct?
Amen.
Okay. So let us line up behind the ark. Let's bow our heads one more time. Heavenly Father, to you be all glory. No man can share your glory. We humble ourselves, even our hearts. Take away everything, man. Whatever is the spray upon our egos, pride, whatever, Lord. It cannot glorify you. Humble our hearts. May we see Jesus, the light of the world. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Bless our hearts. We put out every rebellious spirit and forces of darkness that wants to lift up its ugly head against the will of God. In the name of Jesus, I bind you. I bring you under subjection to the authority of the word of God.
Amen.
There be anyone sick, the healing balm is here.
Amen.
In the word that is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Paul said, "I wish not to know anything except Christ and Him crucified."
Amen.
Take over this arena. Take over our hearts. Let the glory be yours.
Amen.
Help us to follow. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray.
Amen.
Amen. So for record purpose, my name is Brother Blessing Nice Akman. I'm not new to you, but to those following online, pastor a church in Lagos, Nigeria. I've been on this pulpit several times. And let the name of God be glorified.
Amen.
Joshua chapter 3, I want to read from verse 1. Joshua chapter 3 from verse 1. Let's see how we can cover. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan. He and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. For ye have not passed this way heretofore. The Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. Let's stop there. Amen. Amen. If I will borrow the exact word, or the exact term our pastor used, follow the ark. Let's stay with that. Follow the ark. Hebrews and chapter 5. Hebrews 5, verse 1. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? For what? For that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. And by reason hereof, he ought, as for the people, so also for himself, to offer for sins. And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. And he said also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Finally, the next book will be Titus. I think Titus is before Hebrews. I will just read one verse, and that's verse 5. For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city, as I had appointed thee. Amen. So, the spiritual body, the Church of the Living God, is not an organization. But the fact that it exists, and there is a physical part to it, is an organism. You can touch it. You can feel it. maybe not with hands, but there is to it a day-to-day running. And God, being the God of order, He is not the author of confusion.
Amen.
Cannot leave His people without a weakness.
Amen.
Amen. So on Friday, we were looking at the body of Christ with respect to the coming of the Lord Jesus, His birth, His baptism, His death, burial, and resurrection.
Amen.
That is the gospel.
Amen.
That is the good news.
Amen.
For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Amen.
And when that was said, it seemed as though there was no hope. But God had a gift.
Amen.
God's gift is eternal life.
Amen.
But eternal life is not true. It's not by the church.
Amen.
Eternal life does not come by the church.
Amen.
Eternal life does not come by any man. We are not directed
Amen.
By the word of God to follow any man.
Amen.
If they say it's happening there, it's happening in the other place, the Lord says, do not go.
Amen.
Do not follow.
Amen.
So I don't know why he repeated, don't go and don't follow. So today we are following online.
Amen.
Go on Twitter. So there's a healer somewhere. If God cannot hear you in your closets, He will never hear you.
Amen.
If you don't have a relationship with Him, in your closet. Your closet is not behind your door. That closet is your heart.
Amen.
Because people keep changing houses. Correct? When you are younger, you look for a bigger place. When you are older, you shrink down. Because if you're getting older and you stay in the big house, you might get lost within your apartment. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, the gift of God is life eternal.
Amen.
But before God gave that gift, He gave a testimony.
Amen.
The testimony He gave in 1 John chapter 5. We're staying with the scripture, please. Don't be weary of it. 1 John chapter 5, from verse 9. If we receive the weakness of men, the weakness of God is greater. And the weakness is the testimony. For this is the weakness of God, which He had testified of His Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the weakness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar. What did you not believe? Because he believeth not the record of God, or that God gave of His Son. You deny God's testimony by not understanding the revelation of Jesus Christ. We were born into those things. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. But it's not scriptural. We have the Father, we have the Son, we have the Holy Ghost. Truly, we have God the Father, but there is nothing like God the Son. There is nothing like God the Holy Ghost. At least you have the search machine, search your scriptures. Amen.
Amen.
God gave a testimony.
Amen.
Concerning His Son.
Amen.
And if you don't understand that testimony, you can't even believe it. If it is not revealed to you, you can't accept it.
Amen.
Now, if you think that God gave a testimony about Jesus, so there is one person of God here, and there's another person of His Son, you still don't get it. God is not and will never be a person.
Amen.
But was manifest in a person. Amen. Jesus himself said that God is a spirit.
Amen.
Now, that is being somewhat kind with words. In the Hebrew and Aramaic and Arabic translation, it says God is spirit.
Yes.
Because if you say a spirit, probably there are other ones of that class. No, God is spirit. And he that must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
So, but this testimony that God gave was not that he spoke. God revealed himself in his word.
Amen.
And the word of God became the Son of God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
So it is stage by stage, a process.
Amen.
And that word was made flesh to display the glory of the eternal Father.
Amen.
And we beheld that glory in the person of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So there was a time that Jesus was born.
Amen.
That was not God.
Amen.
So I asked a question during the send off dinner we had in Nandi in Fiji. As we're eating, I decided to ask the people a question. I asked them, how many times did God create man? And the second question was, are you a creation of God, or were you created by God? And if he did create you, what date? Give us the date you were created. We had an agreement that we should talk while eating. It's not a crime. But that ceased. Our meal had to stop. But if you look at the scripture, and if you just have to think, after God created Adam, that was the first man. He did not create any other man. We are all offsprings of Adam. Because God could not have created you again and you became a sinner. Created you a sinner. We all came from Adam.
Amen.
So we are a creation of God in Adam.
Amen.
Please confirm that by scripture, because it's part of our scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Then God had to bring a second man. A second man. This is to buttress the point that I said that Melchizedek could not be our savior in that form. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I read from verse 45. Are you there? And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. And you know that Christ is the last Adam. So, you could claim, if you don't read further, you could claim to say, oh yes, maybe in a sense, Christ is made the last Adam, so my number, your number could be the 1,786,000,000. But the next verse tells us, how be it, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward, that which is spiritual. 47. The first man is of the earth. Earthy. Because Adam was made of the earth. The second man, not the third, not the fourth, not the 150th, not the 1,000, not the 1 billion, not the 1 trillion. The second man is the last Adam. Is the Lord from heaven.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Now, when he said the Lord from heaven, understand. Jesus was born. He had to take our place. He had to be like one of us. Because our text says, every high priest must be taken from among men. We don't import high priests. It must be from among us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, Melchizedek was like an import. The one that came in the fire when Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego were cast into the furnace of fire. They could do miraculous deliverance of making the fire not to consume them. But they could never sacrifice even a lamb nor come to die. You must first be born before you can die. That's the logic. So we have Melchizedek, this thing, Abraham. He was the priest of the Most High. He had no father, no mother, no descent of days, no end of life. Whoever and wherever he was, he's still what and there now. That even the priesthood of Jesus was tied to the priesthood of Melchizedek, likened to the priesthood of Melchizedek. But Melchizedek could not go to the cross. Melchizedek could not take stripes for us. Melchizedek could not weep for us. God needed a man. The book in the right hand of him that sat on the throne. Who is worthy? So if your who is any who, then an angel could have fit into that. There were angels. Michael was there. Gabriel was there. Whichever one you know were there. The cherubs were there. The seraphs were there. The angelic men like angels were there. But none could touch that book.
Amen.
God needed flesh and blood.
Amen.
For no man can work as a civil servant in Singapore and be paid in India. You rise where you fall. So the rising of man must take place where he fell. Man fell empty. So you have Jesus come in the flesh. Unto us a son, a child is born. That's Israel's property. If it is left at that level, you will have no chance. Because he came unto his own. Unto us a child is born. You are not inclusive in the us. It is Israel. But unto us a son is given.
Amen.
Now when this son came, he came from above. It was the word of God.
Amen.
This is my beloved son. And he powered the flesh. And the flesh began. Everywhere he went, he was doing good.
Amen.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth that he went about doing good. With power of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, every high priest must be taken from among men. So, the Lord became not just the last Adam, but the second man. And there is no third man.
Amen.
Take it. There is no third man anywhere.
Amen.
What fell had risen. And that's why Jesus was concerned about his baptism. When people were fighting to be leaders in the local assembly, he asked them, what you are asking, you don't know. Are you able to be baptized of my baptism? That baptism is not just the water, it's the suffering. If you will reign with him, you must accept to suffer with him. In this world, we are looked at as outcasts. What is he talking about? What is he talking about? How can you go to a city and you are spending money to go on missions and then you don't have a billboard? What kind of gospel is that? You don't have any sense of attraction. No!
Our Lord and Savior never did that. The road is rough and narrow. Only few will find it. It's not a fashionable thing. It is real. So he came to lift us up, being the first begotten from the dead. Nobody prayed for him to resurrect. Peter, James, and John, they were shivering, shaking, and they were running away. But the third day, the power of God came, rolled away the stone, gave life to the dead body, and he came up. That we heard on Friday. So we have to move forward. But Jesus, consider Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ. If he could pastor a church and would be so hardened to leave them alone, to go away. Do you think those apostles ever considered when he was saying the Son of Man will be betrayed? Do you think they thought he was really going away? Nobody believes. No child believes his father and mother will ever die. They don't believe it. They could attend other families' funeral and say, oh, so this is what is happening. Thank God, mine is not going to be the same. But one day, amen. Whatever has a beginning must have an end. As far as it is empty. So when you are connected in this world by your flesh and your mind only, you are the most miserable person. If you have no spiritual connection. Yet, you may not be a church person, religious. You may be somebody who say, I'm a free thinker, but you have dreams, it comes to pass. Gifts and calling are without repentance. But it's giving you a sign that there is a spiritual aspect of you. And you must fix it. You must place it. Praise the Lord. So, let me take the first example. Moses led the children of Israel. He was a mighty leader. Great leader. He led by example. He never led on horseback. Rather, he put the elderly women on camel's back and horseback. He was with his rod and he marched the ground of Egypt. He marched to the sea. When you read the story that the sea parted, it was not Disney. He stood there all night, all evening till early in the morning. The early morning watch. That's when the divide started. Anything that has got to be the faith of God must have patience. How do you know that you are led of God? The fruits will be there. No, you can't act it. You don't act the fruits. It is your response when you least expect. Yourself will be surprised that something is happening to me. Did he just say that to me and I said nothing? Sure, something is working in your life. Will never remain the same. The word of God as it comes is building something in you.
Amen.
And you'll get there. So Moses was taken away. The children of Israel had not noticed on Moses' departure. Because it was the end, at the end of a great revival. The water revival, remember? Speak to the rock. And Moses, because of the people, all of us put our eyes together. And some of us here do say, he made me do it. I'm angry because of him. You are still in the bottle. Pray that the bottle be loosened. You come out like a gin. Free yourself. Because your temperament ought not to be in somebody's pocket. You are beyond this. And to tell you the truth, what you are defending is your pride. Nothing but that. Can you imagine what he did to me? Who are you? Did you hear that the first man was earth? He was earthy. And you took it. You are earth. Why you live? Something in your body is decaying. Yes. Don't brush for 3 days. Stay like the olden Karamo Jones. Don't have a shower for 2 years. When I got there the first time, and they said I was looking up, they thought I was spiritual. No, something was happening. Amen.
Amen.
Because this is flesh. There's nothing good about this. That's why we keep managing every time. You take care. It costs more to take care of this. And yet, we are preparing it for the grave. Excuse me. So expensive. It has the fragile part, which is your mind. I call it the fragile part, but it brings more trouble to you than you can ever imagine. Your mind interprets everything. And yet, he wants to direct you. If you don't follow God, you follow your mind. And the devil is very close to that. He can easily influence that. Amen. So, Moses, out of impatience and anger, struck the rock. And when he did God not honor him? He did. Water came. And the people celebrated. Just today, as people say, oh, there's this man of God. There's a great miracle. There's a great this. And you are carrying on with that. And you don't pay attention to the instruction, to the commandments. So when everyone had finished drinking the water and they were rejoicing and praising Moses, the Lord tapped him and said, my man, let's see ourselves in private. And he climbed the mountain and never came back. He died. And God punished them in such a way that they even sought to find the grave. No information. And God spoke to Joshua. Moses, my servant, is dead. I've forgotten what he said. Start crying. Mourn for 1 year. Is that what he said? Moses, my servant. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, Joshua 1:1, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. But who can be a leader as Moses, like Moses? God is not looking for a leader like Moses. He's not looking for a replacement. God is doing his work. When every man finish, they go. Others will continue, they go. So if you come and you want to be like the other man, you will die. Because you are losing focus. You want to dress like that man. You want to walk like that man and talk like that man. Like you go to some religion today, you see all of them, they act the same. Because you see your bishop is wearing a maternity gown and he's not pregnant, all of you are wearing the maternity gown. I don't know why you're laughing.
I know you don't know what I'm saying. Amen. Yes. You go, you see some religion, they are not putting on shoes. The first man had wound on his leg, on his feet. They never knew. And he couldn't wear shoes. And everyone is going barefoot. Now, when you see this copying, God is not there. God did not call us into uniform, but into unity. Amen. And the unity is not outward, it's of faith. Unity of faith. So here is Joshua. How old was he? Who knew him in Israel? Was he among the elders? No. When Moses went up on the mountain with Abiram, Joshua was Moses' minister and not one of the elders. No one knew him. But God does not have that hierarchy that the world has got. As many as are led by the Spirit, the same are the children of God. Creating those big men portfolio that you can never come here and clean the seat for others to sit. Because we've become big men. We can serve one another. We can be corrected. We don't want such spirits. It's of the devil. If you can no longer be talked to, you are possessed. Witchcraft. That's what you are operating on. Or by. If you can no longer be corrected. If Paul, who was not there, when Peter was sorting it out with Jesus, when Peter was steering the ship with Jesus, standing the storm, walking on the sea, did Paul ever walk on the sea? But Paul came from nowhere, as you may suppose, and corrected Peter, and he said, I'm sorry, my brother. Why? Because of the Holy Ghost. If you don't have it, go and cry. Because you lack something. The way of God is humble. His yoke is meek and easy. Calm down. Really calm down. Why should this great Almighty create the ant? What does he want to do with it? If I stand here, I can't see the ants going there, those sugar ants. He knows their parts. He knows their makeup. And he said, you and I should go to the school. Our lecturer will be the ant. Should learn from them. Calm down, my brethren. God's way is never going to be man's way. If God does not shock you, you've not met him. If you know him, because God is not a familiar spirit, you cannot predict him. You cannot readily predict him. Oh yes, this is going to be like this. This is going to be like this. No, that's not his way. You can't predict him. 10 years, too much for you. You can't fathom it out. 3 minutes, oh. So still is worst. He gives you 100 years, you can't predict him. He gives you 2 seconds, you can't predict him. Just be led. Just follow this ark. Follow this ark.
Amen. Amen.
So Joshua, here he comes. Who will listen to him? But God told him, said, as I was with Moses, my servant, so I'll be with thee. He was not announcing it. At least God, you should announce this thing so that people can hear and believe. You should say to everyone, this is my beloved son, so that the Pharisees will accept John's message concerning Jesus. No. Once he has one weakness, that weakness will struggle to find another weakness. Very difficult. Because in this kingdom, you have to believe to be saved. And nobody will ask you to believe what is known. If there is a 7 o'clock news and we all had it this morning, I won't be telling you to believe it. Because it was on the news. Amen. But this is a revelation. It's a revelation. It's something that is in the mind of God that is gift that is given out for us to have.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
So he said to Joshua, continue the journey, cross the Jordan, divide the inheritance to these people. Now in the major part of that, in the higher revelation of it, Moses, the messenger of his age, of the Jewish time. So what would Joshua be? The fivefold ministry. Uncertain, unknown, not vindicated outwardly as Moses was. Fire never came down. No testimony of sort. It has to be precept upon precept, line upon line. Joshua was told to follow the message of Moses. But when you look at the book of Joshua, he was not doing repetition and quotings. No, he was living the life. He was manifesting it. And this is it. So, for many years now, our people have been invested in us. And now, this is not time to start saying what has been said, but to live the life, to come out and live that life. And shine the light. Shine the light to our neighbors, to our families, to ourselves, and to the world. Glory be to God. Amen. So, we find here that it came to the time that they want to cross the Jordan, and that brought us back, brings us back to the text, Joshua chapter 3. So this is what Joshua had to say by the mouth of the officers. By the mouth of the officers. I'm sure you are not surprised to see the word officers. Amen. Joshua 3:3. And Joshua arose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. So once something is said, we take it and we repeat it, so that the information could be well passed. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we have a type here. And the type is that we had a spiritual leadership in our pastor who had pastored this church for over 40 years. This fellowship started in the 70s. Yes. I know that there's metamorphosis from stage to stage, from stage to stage. But if we put together, in the early 70s, because brother came to the faith in 1971 and had his way, had his fightings, had his struggles. And let me tell you, most of the Indian brothers from India, mainland, from Africa, from South America, or even from the US, if they ever come to Singapore and come into this fellowship, you have to start explaining to them that this is the prophetic revelation group. It's difficult. You can't do that. Sister Determana, are you not surprised when you looked at this assembly compared to what you have in Fiji? Amen. But this simple fellowship had touched the lives of many. If I begin to read the messages that I've been receiving, In fact, for me, it's like it threw me on my feet to start jumping. Because you never can tell the level of responsibilities that have been passed down that one man was carrying. My God. And he never noised about it. He was just a simple person doing his thing, seeking no glory of anything. When he was in Lagos, you know, we used the, you know what that is? You would never know. You never started one in your life. A generating set. Then the power comes. Huh? I forgot it. As we're running, you know, when you have a guest, you start running up and down. I forgot the generating set. And as the guy was preaching, the power went, phew, it's magical. And everywhere was dark, but we could see one white man, one yellow man. So, close by, because it was a small tent, there was this woman that was selling just a foodstuff or so. And she had this lantern. And it has one bad smoke that was coming from it. Those lantern that comes burning black smoke. Brother Gan walked up there and said, please can I have the woman? Oh, take it. So he took that. And that's what he was holding and preaching. I know ministers who will not even step on that pulpit because when they come to see the small group and they say, no, my anointing is so great, I can't bring it here. You've never seen things. Pastor James, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. So, we have such a figure that the Lord has called to come and rest and go with ahead for us. But, in between that office and what will be established today, there must be the Joshua group, not a person. What we're going to do today is not Brother James, it's not Brother Nice, no. Prayerfully, we have waited. We have consulted. Should there be? I know the church in France praying about this. I know some churches in Nigeria praying. I know some churches in India. I know in Uganda. Everyone's praying and saying, oh, we will at least trust that to some extent, these men are sincere and will not try to pay or part interest. Because whatever is done here is answerable to the Lord on that day. Praise the Lord. So Joshua was that intermediary between the ministry of Moses and the people of Israel to make sure that they cross into their promised land. Then the words were passed by the officers. And it says in verse 3, and they commanded the people saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests and Levites bringing it, then ye shall remove from your place. Don't wait when the ark is going, you just want, I'll go later. Follow, go after it. But there shall be a space between you and it. What is that? Respect it. Honor it. Don't get familiarized. That's the problem. If God calls your husband, separate your loving husband from the call of God so that you will not be damned. Yes, because the wife, you know, it's the wife. So my husband, I don't like the way your ear is looking. And that's in their house. Then because she does that at home, then she comes to the auditorium. And the man is just there, say, my husband, I don't like what you said there. You know what that is? But she had no wrong intentions. But it's behind the ark. Something could happen. That's happened many times. I've used a physical example to talk about even our thinking. God judge your thoughts. That's why I repeat, I made this the last time I came. The high priest and the Levites of the old, they wore a covering on their head to signify that their mind was sealed from what they were doing. Let our mind be sealed and not interfere with this thing. Praise the Lord. So, respect it. Give that gap. Respect it. Oh, I was doing this all the while. Who came to change it? God, rather, come. Respect it. We can all work together, but respect it. Amen. Join me to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I will read verse 28. I'm bringing the word now to a close, and then I will show something on the screen. Would you have that for me? A diagram. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. Would somebody read for me, if possible?
And God has set some in the church.
Yes.
First, apostles, secondarily, prophets, thirdly, teachers, after that, miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversity of tongues.
Amen. That is enough. Looking at that verse 28, the body has been divided into two groups, but you won't see it because everything is just muddled up together. We are the ones to rightly divide the word of truth. Do you have my diagram, please? Put it up. This I presented in 2021 or so to the Oneness Apostolic Church when they invited me. They said, oh, come and speak to their bishop. They've been bishops. And I wanted to tell them what the office of the bishop was. Increase it, bro. Can you see from that direction? Right? Okay. So, if I will stand here, the body is in full, is the body of Jesus Christ. But if you look at that diagram, it's like a woman. Amen. The only man in this body, the only part in this body that is a man, is the head. Amen.
Amen.
Did you see that? So we see Jesus Christ, that is the focus, that is the Lord. Then we have on the left hand side, or the right hand, or to your left, head gifts. Head gifts. That is the gifts that are positioned in the head. So we have five senses, correct? But your head has all the senses complete. Amen?
Amen.
All other part of your body don't have all the senses complete.
But the body has all the senses complete. Do you get what I'm saying? I get back to that. Okay, let's mention the senses. The eyes, the nose, the parts that function in the senses. The eyes, the nose, the ear, the tongue, the skin. Stephanie. Amen. Now, all the body has the skin. But only the head has got the eyes. Only the head has got the ear. Only the head has got the nose and the tongue. But the relationship between the head and the body is the skin. So look at it. The head gives. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers. And I told us how they came. These gifts, not persons, gifts, were a consolation prize that God gave to his son for resurrecting. Then look at the head. The head of the church is Christ. That's Jesus Christ. He's the head of the church. Amen. But take it up now. Go. Yes. But the body of Christ, not the body of the church. The church has no body. The body of Christ is the church. So who are you? You are the body of Christ. If you are baptized, if you believe and you are baptized in his name. So, we just came down from Fiji. My younger brother, Brother Joshua, I went behind him. He went to marry Sister Determina. So maybe while the marriage proceeding is going on, this young lady will say, "Excuse me, audience, I have a request." And what's that request? "Oh, I love my husband Joshua. I love him so much, but I have one request and I want the people to grant it for me." Well, just say it. "I don't want to bear his name. Because you see, his name is so short. Joshua Nice. Akman." I don't know what that means. "But my name, you know, my family name, Bukaluka. Balebuga. It's bigger. If you were a relative to Joshua, would you accept that? To enter into a marriage that the name will not be part of it. The name of Christ is the mark of Christ. That's why we say it. If you hear this word today, those online, believe Jesus Christ. Be baptized in his name. Simple. All these other rituals people are trying to manifest has no meaning. So now, good enough. This is good. So we find out that this body has got gifts. Do you see that? The head has its gifts. In that head gifts, you find the apostles, the prophets. It's just no woman can operate in that. Because that is, God is not trying to be gender biased. No. Because if you see it, a woman cannot give out the hand of another woman in marriage. There must be a fatherly figure called the man. So the man is the position of owner, father, lord. So that's the man. So when a son and another man comes to ask for your daughter's hand in marriage, he's actually trying to dethrone you. And he will win. Because your daughter, she's tired of your government. Amen. That's true. And because how do you know? They ask her, "Are you going to go with this man?" She doesn't even look back. She just looks once and says, "I'm going." That means she's tired of your government. Then the man dethrones you. He becomes the man. And once he becomes the man, what happens? Her name changes. Even the governments of this world, they recognize it.
They do. The governments that are sin, they do. Amen. Amen. So, you see the body? So, the body has got works of wisdom, works of knowledge, gifts of faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, discernment, diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, several more. Now, you don't see me. Where is the government? You don't find the government there. So, in this diagram, the one that I used in teaching, I've only added one thing there. Amen? Same, but one thing changed. Praise the Lord. Amen. It was in this church, I believe, that I came to preach once. Amen. And when a family took me home, they drove me back to my hotel where I was resting. And the mother called the daughter somewhere and said, "Oh, do you know Brother Nice came from Nigeria? He preached today that the husband is the head of the wife." The daughter said, "Yes, mom," on the other side of the phone. I know it's correct, it's true." Then the woman said, "Yes, we know the husband is the head of the wife, but the neck turns the head." You know what that means? Women are powerful. The man is the head. The woman is the body. But the body begins from the neck. Correct? You're already getting it. You keep walking like this and say you are stiffened. You have problems. But the woman can turn the neck. The head. So, in between that head and the full body lies the neck. That can influence both the head rightly, if it is right, and the body. Because the head is turning to the advantage of the body. You get that? If my eyes turn to the right and I see a vehicle coming, my brain will communicate to my legs not to move. It is the advantage of the entire body. So we have the elders. The elders don't ordain themselves, don't appoint themselves. That's why I read Titus 1:5. Paul told Titus, "I left you in that Crete so that you could appoint elders and set things in order." It must be done by this ministry gift, the fivefold, chiefly by the apostles. Praise the Lord. For deacons, if we need deacons in our church, in our assemblies, the people choose the deacons subject to the appointment of the apostles or the head gifts. But when it comes to elders, the people don't choose the elders. It is the help that is helping the head. So they function as heads. Praise the Lord. So that the word of God can continue to lead the entire body. Thank you for that. You can have that privately later. So you can take it off because of time. Amen. One more thing I'd like to say in this message before I close. Because it's not a conventional message. Your assembly is to receive a structure by which it will be run. Because we are a gathering of people. If we say, oh, we don't trust anyone, we don't believe anything, we just want to be as we are, then whoever comes here to the pulpit and lead the song. Whoever comes early, lead the song. Maybe whoever comes early too, preaches. Then it will be like a kingdom without direction. But God is not the author of confusion. So, elders will be appointed according to the word of God.
Amen.
And in the next service, God's servant is going to hit more on that. But the appointment will be done this morning. The goal is that we must follow the ark. The ark is not this wooden thing. It's this word in our heart. But even the word in your heart, it must be preached. We must be led by the Spirit. Being an elder does not put you in an advantage. You have to know that. Rather, it puts you in trouble. Because you'll be judged first. Amen. Judgment begins in the house of the Lord. And you will come to find out that it would have been better that you had no responsibility than fighting for one. But I repeat, if you're seated here this morning, you're not even here like I'm saying, you're not even here because you're invited. You're here because God wanted you to be here. He had foreknown from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Now He's done His part. The rest is yours. And all of us here. There are some people whose God, your God, was Brother Richard Gunn. So your God is dead. It's good news. What next? But he said, follow the ark. So if you were in that category, that you will never respect any other person than Brother Richard Gunn, you were never a child of God. So I'm standing here. I think I had very rough times with your pastor. Maybe more than any other minister. There were days we would fight. Yes. Serious one. And we'll not talk to ourselves for days. But he always played the big brother. Nice, are you alive? And it pains me more because it's like teasing me. Then he talks as if nothing happened. Then he has given an opening. If you are wise, you even need to apologize for what you did not do. I've had to do that. Let me give an example. One time, I wrote something and I put it on the internet. And he read it. I said, did you write that? He said, yes. Oh, put that down. And without even asking why, I put it down. Obey. God is watching you. He's God servant. You say, oh, but Brandeis, you're also God servant. Level has level. It's level by level, brother. I put it down. I've given this testimony many times. I use this event to talk to people back home and everywhere I go to. I put that thing down from the internet. Years passed. I came down to Singapore about 5 years later, and I preached something in the morning. And during lunch, I said, "Brother, you ought to write that and put it on the internet." He said, "Why do you look at me?" I said, "I wrote this thing. You told me, you asked me to put it down." He said, "Did you?" He said, "Oh." We're together alone. And he said, "Come, Brother Nice, let me pray for you." And the person who wants to pray for you knelt down. You are standing. When he went on his knees, if I had space, I would lie down. But I only knelt down. And as he prayed, tears came out of his eyes. One thing he told me, he said, "Brother Nice, see my knees. I always tell the Lord that every morning I wake up and put these knees to the ground and look up. That there will not be a time that these knees will not be able to go down for him." I know he must have told somebody that also. Brethren, every man and every gift that is given to us in this world is a test. But God never tells you that he's testing you. He that keep the fig tree will eat from it. That is good. So firstly, may the Lord bless you. May you be in the body and not outside the body. Let's bow our heads in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this word today. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved. I pray over this word that you have given to us. Lord, it has not come to entertain anyone. But these are hard things that you have helped us to speak in simple forms. I pray, as we get into the next life, may your mercy overshadow us. Lord, if you have dropped a word in the heart of any soul that needs to contact you, may this time not be pushed aside. The word says in Acts chapter 2 verse 38, "Repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Oh dear Lord, grant it that we will not spurn God's truth. Let the sick be healed. Thank you for the testimony that we received online. The shrinking, Lord, of the tumor. I pray that you perfect that healing. Let your name alone be glorified. And to all that are following online, may grace be your portion. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. I will be calling up Pastor Brother James also. Together we will stand here. For we ourselves, we have not gone this way before. Amen. Remember what that Joshua said. He said to the people, just follow the ark because you've not gone this way before. So what we mean is, I have never been a minister before. I'm also just learning. I don't care how many years that a man has been in the faith. He knows nothing. So that he will save his head. So I firstly want to say that we are here by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, not because we are special more than any other minister or so. No. Myself and my brother, we don't carry that in our minds. We have watched each other closely these few days. In fact, we have not met I think the last time we were together, we were in Zambia and Congo and Nigeria together, was in 2009. You can count from 2009 to this time. Last year, December, I was in Uganda. He was also in Kenya. Then he came to Uganda to meet me. But my bus had to leave. So I just made the bed for him. He slept on the same bed, but I had already... So we couldn't meet. And by the choosing of the Lord, we are here. We should be having long moments of discussion, long time of fellowship. But because of what is before us, we just keep looking at ourselves. We can't say anything. We've just been staring at ourselves. And then we get in, come out, we just say prayers and look at the scripture and check whether we are in line. But to have long fellowship discussion, we've not been able to do anything. Yesterday we managed to go out and we still did not achieve anything. Praise the Lord.